This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. It's a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me. We're it. This is it. Right? A couple more hours. Then I get to go home for the weekend. But yeah, they do let me out of the cage from time to time. Seriously. And I do appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be part of the conversation. Seriously, you got to be part of the conversation. Hey, Xander Gibbs is going to join us at the end of the first break. Or after the first break. He's always got, I got a lot. I want to talk to him about something that happened a year ago. And now came back. I won't say it came back to haunt me, because that's not the case at all. But I get a big kick out of it. It came back. I'm not telling you what it is, because I want to see if even he remembers what it was, because he was part of it. But I had to go to a local high school to discuss some stuff. It had to do with, high school kids, young kids. They get easily, we already know this, they get easily influenced, right? We have young kids that think if you don't agree with them, this is what the conditioning left has done. If you don't agree, then you hate them. Or you hate someone that you don't agree with. I would love to know where this comes from. Who teaches this stuff? Yes, I'm having some coffee. So anyhow, thank you for being with me tonight. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Are you ready for your skin to crawl? No, I'm serious. There's a university that refuses to allow unsafe 9/11 memorial posters. I'm sorry. Posters are unsafe now. Yeah. I mean, what are these things, like 27 feet by 27 feet? And not properly anchored against the wall. I don't know what could be unsafe. Help me understand. In reality, what could be unsafe about posters? We don't want to hurt those little snowflakes, do we? So campus leaders at Sewanee, the University of the South, have refused to allow the institution's college Republicans to. Oh, there. They should have told them they were Republicans. Really. They should have told them they were Dems or, I don't know, Independents or something. Right? So they're refusing to allow the institution's college Republicans to hang a poster depicting various terrorist acts as part of a Never Forget memorial for 9/11. Now, I'm looking at the pictures. What if I can... Yeah, I'm not that good yet. Anyway, I'm looking at them. Right? There are the two buildings falling. There are people running away from the buildings. It looks like there's a picture of somebody reading, probably reading a note saying they're going to kill me now and that kind of thing. And then one of the pictures we saw of them getting ready to behead somebody. And somehow, now this is the part. If they said they were distasteful, it's okay, they're real weenies and that's all there is to it. But no, they're dangerous. They're unsafe. I still want to know how a poster is unsafe. The university doesn't shy away from from content that might make viewers feel uncomfortable. Our students will not be shielded from discomforting ideas once they leave Sewanee. However, the university will not promote content that might make members of the community unsafe, and rather than merely uncomfortable. Campus spokesman Lori Saxton said in an email on Tuesday, the idea behind this is that by showing these, you're going to bring harm on to the Muslim students. I don't know how that works. There's nothing in here that says that you should beat up on, you should hurt, you should get back at a Muslim student because radical Muslims took down the buildings, attacked us on 9/11. This is where we have to start using common sense. This is where you have to start letting your common sense take hold, right? Maybe we should teach these kids some logic thinking. Wouldn't that be wonderful? No, I'm not dealing with the birther thing today, tonight, whatever. That's such old news. We get back to this. The poster created by Young American Foundation to be displayed along with the 3,000 small American flags as part of the conservative organization's annual Never Forget project. It's been hung. It was hung at many campuses across the country in recent weeks by various student clubs, including College Republicans. It's a great tribute. It's not really much different than what I did here. Talking about how many people died, what the numbers were, how it happened, that kind of thing. And I was just complaining about the fact that there's, you know, we're going to forget this. We're going to forget this kind of thing if we don't keep it up and right in front of our kids. Now, I'm sorry, there were 2,977 flags. And the college group says that the flags represent the death, all the deaths on 9/11. But at Sewanee, the request to hang the poster was denied. Amir Kamrani, president of the Sewanee College Republicans, told the College Fix he was advised by campus leaders a few days before September 11 that the poster was denied because they invoked hate towards Muslims. Really? I saw that. The only hate I got was towards the evil on that day. The people who did the evil on that day. The extreme Muslims that did that hate and evil on that day. The College Republicans reached out for clarification, but school told them to go pound sand. With that, the College Republicans went ahead and held a memorial on Sunday without permission, hanging two posters in the university. I love these guys. This is the way to do it. The club then was suspended. This is what you call protesting. Real protesting. They burned nothing down. Hey, Xander Gibb joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is it true you're getting a divorce?
Yeah, I'm going to do
this recovers his eyesight?
Did Boogie Wonderland. Hold on. We are back. So is the music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Site on GCN Live. Hey, if you want to know time, stations, all that fun stuff, go ahead and head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And I got to tell you, I'm excited. It doesn't happen that often. Seriously. I'm excited today because on Monday, if you're in Salem, Oregon, and you're listening on your cell phone, which is, I guess it's okay. Any way you can get the show is okay. But we start at KPJC AM 1220, Salem, Oregon, on Mondays at 6 to 9. I have 6 to 7 there. So if you want the rest of the show afterward, you're going to have to hop up on the website, and that's where you watch live. You can listen live, or you can get it on your smartphone again. And if we do a really good job, they'll give us all 3 hours. But for now, guess what? You're going to have to put up with 6 to 7. Then you can call the station after that. But, again, I want to welcome the listeners in Salem, Oregon, and that would be on KPJC AM 1220. I want to get right to my next guest. I have got Xander Gibb on the line with me. I love having him on the show because, you know, bottom line with this, he knows what he's talking about, or I wouldn't have him here. Well, I kind of, maybe, well, never mind. Xander, thanks for joining me tonight. Appreciate
it. Hello, I can't hear you, Joe. Are you still there? Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good, very good. I know you have long days, too, and This is
for sure.
Yeah, you're waiting to take a nap. I'll probably put you to sleep with the topic, but it's okay. So,
sorry, what did you say?
Yeah. So last year you and I, or maybe 2 years ago, I don't remember how long ago it was, but when the Supreme Court came down with the same sex marriage ruling,
I think it was
last year? Okay.
Yeah.
So I put up a meme and I said, the Supreme. Yeah, actually, it was a tombstone. I said the Supreme Court is dead. They ruled incorrectly on this one. And I went down a list as to why. And one of the things I said was, Ruth Ginsburg brought it up when she wasn't on the Supreme Court yet, back in the 70s, on the Roe versus Wade deal. And what she said was, look, this is the worst decision the Supreme Court could have. And the reason is we're forcing something very distasteful down people's throats. It was winning in the states. It was moving forward. People were getting used to it and that kind of stuff. And she said we should have let it run its course. I used her words in my piece, and I was called all kinds of names, racist, homophobic, and all that stuff. Well, I don't remember whether you chimed in or not and got eaten up too, but it died, it went away in the whole nine yards. Recently, at a local high school, the Dems went in and ripped me up and used that as one of the examples and said that I was promoting violence on gays, lesbians, and transgenders.
How so?
I was going to say, I must have an IQ of 4 because I can't put that all together. I can't make that work. Am I brain dead here or what?
No, because I can't either. I mean, we were already kind of firm friends by then. I remember even being quoted on Gina's show because I was very sad the day that was announced. Because I, as someone who had spent 25 years fighting for same-sex marriage, kind of really felt that I'd been used. And I was very sad that was passed. Not because I hate gay people, because I happen to be gay myself. Not because I don't want gay people to have equal rights. But because, as a Christian, I firmly believe marriage should be between a man and a woman. But if they'd want us to add those rights to the other thing, civil ceremonies, I think if most people would have been happy.
I didn't even go that far into it. So, but I got to tell you something. When I went to talk to those kids today, the thing that really hit home with them, the way I was able to turn that for them, I did two things. And this is why I say this on the show all the time. I want to see if you agree with me. One of the things I say on the show all the time is it's up to us as adults that have two brain cells to actually rub together to reach out to the kids, reach out to our nieces and nephews, reach out to our grandkids, and let them know the reality of what's being taught out there and how we truly feel. I talked about being a conservative Republican and what that actually means. And one of the roads I went down was, here's the problem, though. You young guys have forgotten you're Americans first. Let's start off there. You're an American first who happens to be a Republican or Democrat. And I said, number two is, if you really believe that I'm a hater because I don't agree with same-sex marriage or that kind of thing, aren't you also a hater sitting there looking at me as a Christian and thinking that I'm crazy, you don't agree with me, and you think I'm wrong? Doesn't that make you a hater as well? And I got to tell you, half the faces in the class were like, because it hasn't been laid out to them that it works both ways.
Well, I think it definitely works both ways, but I think I really kind of object to the fact that in these United States, now if you disagree, you're a hater. I've actually heard people say, if you disagree with a black person, you're racist. How does disagreeing with a black person make me racist? How does disagreeing with a gay person make me homophobic? And how could I, isn't that a contradiction in terms? How can a gay person be homophobic?
Well, you're afraid of yourself, aren't you?
I'm petrified of myself.
Is that why there's no mirrors in your
sure.
No, but that's part of it. Is we've got to. I got a real sense that we reached some of those kids, and that's why I keep telling people you've got to reach out. You've got a guy like you, who does have two brain cells to rub together. There's a whole community out there. A guy like you could reach in civil conversation and. We've lost that. And the kids agreed. They agreed that sometimes they're even afraid to talk about politics because they don't want to get anybody upset. How sad is it that in America today, we're afraid to talk about some of the most basic things?
I think it's very sad. but in fairness, Joe, what most people don't consider is the level of brainwashing that goes on in these communities. You know, most young LGBT people have been rejected, and now they find a space where they're accepted, but they have to believe A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. And if they don't believe F, then they kick them out. And that's a worry. So they go along with all these ridiculous ideologies because a lot of them are not able to form their own opinions. And then when they ever dare to step outside of those things, they're bad.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. But it was just one of those things that I was sitting there talking to those kids and seeing the light going on and saying, this is what I talk about every night. This is what I try to admonish people to do because it works. It will. If you speak to them like adults and you lay it out in plain, simple English, it works. And yes, it did. A minor thing, but it excited me tremendously. I thought it was really cool. All right, so let's go to the story I was talking about a couple of minutes ago. I want to get your take on this, and that is this a college that refused to allow a 9/11 memorial poster because it depicted pictures of the buildings falling, to terrorists doing certain acts or what have you. And they said it was dangerous. It was unsafe to have it on campus. Xander, what do you say?
Unsafe how?
David, hold that till we're going into the break, but I don't know. Give us some thought. I am trying to think like them, and I guess I'm just too stupid to figure it out. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. One of my best buddies on the show every week, Xander Gibb, joins me. Xander has his own radio show, TV show. Xander, how do people find you? And I don't mean that physically. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not giving them my address, no way. Like, well, you can get find everything at XanderGibb.com. The radio show's there. We go 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, weeknights. And the TV show is back beginning of October. Wow. The radio show is called X-Rad, and the TV show is called Xandermonium.
Cool. Very cool. All right, so I was talking to you about this university that refuses to allow a 9/11 memorial poster. And at first I'm thinking to myself, well, what was it, like 23 feet by 23 feet, weigh 7,000 pounds? What could be so bad about a poster? So as I look at the poster, I see all the same pictures that you and I have seen, you know, on the interweb, on Facebook pages and that kind of stuff. And as I go down, one of the administrators has decided that this would create hate towards Muslim students. Really?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, after 9/11 happened, there was, unfortunately, in America, we do have a lot of stupid people, and some of those stupid people blamed all Muslims in the world for what happened on 9/11. But there are, you know, I hate to burst anyone's bubble, but there are some, you know, peaceful Muslims that live in this country that want to live, work, and pay their taxes. Well, maybe not pay their taxes. You know, just like
listen, I don't want to pay my taxes. You know what I'm saying?
No, I do. But I did clarify that last one. So to put everybody in the same box that were kind of shared the same religion as the people that flew the planes into the Twin Towers was not acceptable, and it's still not acceptable. But you have to be pretty stupid to be doing that anyway. But there is an element with this of overprotection. I mean, even some of the Muslims that come on my show and talk about the Muslim faith don't like the fact that Muhammad, that, what's his name? Obama. That was Freudian, wasn't
it? Oh, my. Yes.
Muhammad Obama overprotects Muslims, and that creates a circular hate towards them.
Yeah. Well, isn't it no different? It's along the same strain of when they feel like you know, white privilege, white guys are being protected more than blacks, or you know, Hispanics are being protected more than blacks, or what have you. It's no different than that, is it not?
No, it's not. It's definitely not. And the worry is that this level of resentment comes. It kind of goes back to what you were saying about, you know, we're talking about gay marriage. All these extra protections, you know, with like forcing people to bake cakes for them, actually causes resentment to the LGBT community.
Yeah. It has to be something. There is a way to work people. There is a way to make people understand and feel respected, and a way to make you work with them. It's just, it's crazy to shove it down their throats. It just really is. And I keep telling people that, but they won't listen. But go ahead. Talk to me.
It is. And then they wonder why there is so much hate in the world towards certain groups.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly, you know, it's a concern, but, you know, you only have to look at some of the extra protections and some of the kind of over-supporting. I mean, let's face it, you know, I'm not anti-Muslim by any stretch of the imagination. But it's clear that this administration, the leader of this administration, has been so pro-Muslim that we've been affected by it in a negative way. I think if he had been more anti-terrorist, and I'm not saying all Muslims are terrorists, but if he'd been more anti-terrorist, we wouldn't have had half of the incidents that we've had in this country with domestic terrorists.
I hear you. You know, here's the other thing that bothers me. It's like, you remember Juan Williams was fired from, what was it, a PBS station of some kind? He was fired because he said, right after 9/11, he said, I still have angst. I still get nervous when I see a group of Middle Eastern men on a plane with me. All right? This was like the worst thing that happened. And then I said last night, and I got a few hate emails. I said, look it. Do you remember that, what was that, knockout game that they were playing? And every picture I saw, every video I saw, it was usually a group of black kids that would be, you know, walking down an alley, walking down the street, walking up, bang, and punching somebody and knocking them out. So I said, so does it make me a racist or a black hater if I walk across the street, if I avoid groups, you know, small groups of black kids on the street because of this, not because of their color, not because of the neighborhood that they grew up in, but because all evidence points to it's small groups of black kids that are doing this. Does that make me a black hater, a racist now?
No. Let me remind you of an episode of the TV show Roseanne.
I'm way too young for that show. I don't recall that. Yeah.
They were closing the. you might be too young for. They were closing up the cafe one night, and this black guy came to the door. So she hurriedly ran and locked the door. And the guy said, "Oh, I'm little Freddie's dad who plays with your son." So he let him in. She let him in, and he said, "Oh yeah, of course your kid's not racist, and you're not either." And she said, "That wasn't because you're black. That's because you're a man."
Well, that was good. That's good. Okay, I can live with that. But you see, we're not allowed to have any what would be a natural fear. When you see something, we're not allowed to have any natural fear because they've got you afraid of being a racist, homophobe, xenophobe, Islamophobe, whatever. They got you afraid to
phobophobe.
Yeah, phobophobe. I like to call it now Christophobes. You know, if you don't understand Christianity or you hate Christians or you think they're all wrong, isn't that Christophobe? Isn't that a Christophobish kind of thing?
I didn't even know if there was such an analogy because it's been made clear that Christians are not oppressed in today's society. I mean, we know they are, but we're not allowed to suggest it. You know, they're being beheaded in some countries, but you're still not allowed to suggest that Christians are oppressed because it's not acceptable.
Well, it's
sorry, am I being too politically incorrect?
Actually, you're not going far enough for me. I really want you to get down and dirty.
I'm inspired.
I am just so tired of this garbage, and it's kind of, after talking to those kids today, I got a little bit of a bigger fire in the belly, as they say. Because they wanted more. I mean, you can only give them so much time because they've got to move on to the next class. But they wanted more. Apparently, nobody's ever really sat and talked with them about how politics works. And that was another thing. I didn't go in there because of my position in the school board. I didn't go in there where, you know, Dems bad, Republicans good, or vice versa. I didn't do any of that.
No. It's not that black and white, is it, for a better term?
Look, you and I both know in every group, Republicans and Democrats, we have far-left idiots and far-right idiots. I'm sure in the LGBTQ, to put it in your words, MNLOP group, there are far right and far left loons there as well. We've all got them. Every group has got them.
Absolutely. I mean, you know what really bothers me? It bothers me that, you know, even when I was talking about, you know, 2 minutes ago, about, you know, I was being defensive of Muslims, I still had to be careful how I chose my words because people would call me a racist. I've been called a racist. And that really bothers me. You know, Joe, as an adult male, I've had three relationships, like three real relationships, like long-term relationships in my life, and only one of them was with a white person. So how racist am I, you know? It just really infuriates me, all these suggestions that if you don't agree with this, you're racist.
Yeah, but doesn't that prove, all right, this is Joe's opinion, I think that proves that they use it simply as a scare tactic. They use it simply to shut you down. They don't use it for a learning lesson or anything else along those along that line. Don't you agree with that?
I totally agree. I mean, do you remember when Paula Deen had been accused of using the N-word?
Right.
In the past, I made a joke on Twitter. I said, "Coming soon, Paula Deen's cookbook. All of the proceeds go to the National Negro College Fund." I'm a comedian. I thought that was funny, but no, Xander Gibb is a racist.
Oh, I should have laughed at that. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'd love to laugh at that because it's racist. But you know who gets to decide what is racist?
Bingo! There you go.
You know? We saw people like Colin Kaepernick saying everybody, you know, Colin Kaepernick, the football player, was raised by two white people, and I think he's of mixed parentage. His real parents. Even his own mother speaks out about how ridiculous it is that he won't stand for the national anthem because black people are so oppressed in this country.
No, I think it's wonderful that his mother said something. That woman gave up a lot for him. Hey, we got to go to a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. I do too. Did you know I'm going to join the Republican Party?
We are back. For listening to the real side, my wife is in the other room doing the jitterbug now. I'm sure she is. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, we are, you know, I never say this. I don't really like talking about this stuff, or I forget, too. That always helps. I always mean to say to you, you know, we are constantly looking for interns on the show. If you've got a career in journalism, you're trying to create a career in journalism of some kind, whether it's radio, TV, or what have you, you know, you can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Send me a copy of your resume. We are always looking for interns on the show. Some of our interns have gone on to work for some pretty big companies. So give it some thought. Give it a shot. Not like you don't even have to live where I live. Really, seriously. joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Okay, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always enjoy having him on with me. I believe we have a good time together. And I also believe, Xander, that we are the exact, I know this is kind of scary for me to say this, we are the exact example of how Americans should be able to operate together, how we should be able to talk together and work with each other and that kind of stuff, because you and I are not on the exact same page with everything, but...
Oh.
No. I mean...
And in fact, that's kind of how we became friends, isn't it?
Yeah, you're pretty much... You are right, yeah. I think you need a haircut, and you don't. So I don't know. I mean, that's kind of, you know. All right, so you kind of threw me for a loop during the break. I mean, really, seriously, I had to go check my pulse, and I thought maybe I had died or something. You said you were going to register.
Yes, I'm going to register as a Republican.
Oh, wow.
I'm just waiting for the world to end and for the four horsemen of the apocalypse to run through my yard. it didn't happen, but for the first time in the 5 years that I've not been a Democrat, I actually feel now that I could be a Republican. And this is coming from someone who wrote articles criticizing the log cabin Republicans.
Oh.
This is the guy that used to say being a gay Republican was a contradiction in terms. So.
Oh, wouldn't you love to go? You ever go back and read some of that stuff today and go?
I do. It's all still on my website. I kept it because this is the thing. I don't think we should ever be ashamed of anything because if we're evolving, if we're growing, if we're getting better, it shows where we've come from.
Yep. Amen. I agree with you. You know, and it keeps you from going. This is why I keep saying about 9/11 and other things. It's like if we don't understand the history, if we don't understand what we've been through, how did we get to where we're at? Why is it today I believe A, B, and C? You know, I grew up a Massachusetts Democrat. How did I go from that to a...
How did I not know you were an ex-Democrat, too?
How did I go from a Massachusetts Democrat? That's like in your DNA. And I come out here to California, and even with the Democrat influence out here, all of a sudden, I end up becoming a conservative Republican. How does that happen? Well, I can go down the list of changes in my life, one being when I had my first child. But changes that happened in my life were pushed me more and more in that direction. So you're right. We need to know what our history is, what went on before. I agree.
But I also think that we shouldn't be afraid to grow and evolve because it was actually me hitting out at a Republican. Because here's the thing for me. I was given this ideology that all Republicans hated me. Because I was gay and because I was a Democrat. I never was a liberal, but I was given that ideology, and I found Republicans who were willing to have civil discourse with me and love Xander for who Xander was, whether Xander was gay, straight, black, white, pink, or whatever. So it proved these stereotypes to be wrong, and I think that we should always be looking to be being proven wrong, because if not, you're not open to grow.
Oh, I'm with you. And you have to be willing to make fun of yourself. You have to be willing to correct yourself and not see it. You know, I mean, like, I'm going to get all spiritual on people, but the Bible talks about how pride gets in the way of you becoming a better person, in essence. Actually, it makes you worse. And there's nothing wrong with a correction, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to a friend or somebody and saying, look, man, did I blow that? I've had this thought for 11 years, and I'm wrong.
Yeah, people, even with all of us with supporting Donald Trump, people have gone back through my Twitter timeline and seen where I've criticized Donald Trump from 7 years ago. Who cares? Why does it matter?
Yeah, I am with you here. You know, I think about some of the things, again, the evolutions that we've had over the years. I say that because what do we have? We had Hillary Clinton. Now she's evolved on so many things. I don't think we have time to go through every single one of them. Same thing with Mr. Obama. You know, I got a clip the other day of Obama, just a bunch of his speeches where he railed on her and about how bad she was. And I say to myself, you know, this is where I would call him out and say, you didn't evolve on her. You don't have a different opinion of her. You're about the party. You're not about America. What do you think of that?
I totally agree. And you know, she's saying all this about Donald Trump, you know, and the birther stuff. She started the birther stuff when she was running against him. She questioned where he was born. I can't abide the hypocrisy anymore, Joe. It's just nauseating.
Isn't that? But I think they forget. I constantly rail on them and say, this is why they hate the interweb, because all their sins are always somewhere on the interweb. So
the interweb, Grandpa.
I still call it the interweb, yes. So when you think about it, right, isn't that true? She she gets out there. They constantly rail on Trump for his the mistakes that he makes from the past. And here she is out there talking about, look, he's a birther. And it came out of her camp. One of her campaign people even admitted. And now that person will either be found dead by suicide or, you know, fired tomorrow. So I'm always railing on the fact that they keep forgetting the realities of the mistakes they make.
Yeah, I think they forget that we live in a video age as well, and you can just put anything into the search engine on YouTube and find out what people have said and done before. But you see, all of this is subterfuge. This is all to get it. It's like my ideology about free pizza. While we're talking about all these things, we're forgetting about the fact that Hillary has blood on her hands from Benghazi, that she lied to us about her email server. You know, the whole list of things that she's done, this is in order to get us to look away. She's like, come have free pizza. Forget about the bad things that I've done. Forget about that there are Americans dead because of me. Let's not forget those things.
There's a lot of people that are, and I heard it say from the young kid, that's why I want to talk about it a little bit. A lot of people feel that we have beaten this to death. The email thing just needs to go away. We don't need to talk about it anymore. But, it's like I said today, and I said it to you, if they would stop lying about it, it wouldn't be a problem. If they would just fessed up to her from day one. But here's the other part of this. This isn't just somebody who lied about an email server. This is somebody whose lies, what they were trying to cover up is the fact that they ignored people who needed help. They ignored Americans that needed help, and we lost 4 American lives that day. Do people really think that you got the show and you talk to people out and about? Do people really think this is just about an email server? Seriously?
I think they're prepared to look beyond so many things. But I want to just tell you very quickly about a meme that's circulating that I shared today. And I'm paraphrasing, but it basically says that there were 18 personnel that went out there the other day when Hillary had her pneumonia attack or whatever it was to show us free pizza, but there was it's a shame there weren't 18 people there ready to save all of those people, Chris Stevens and his staff, when they died in Benghazi. It's too bad Chris Stevens, Sharon Smith, Glenn Doherty, and Tyrone Woods couldn't get the kind of response from Hillary that she got at the 9/11 memorial.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that, because I said to somebody today, I said, look, here's the deal. The bottom line with it is she had a job to do. She had one job, and that was to keep our ambassadors and the people in our embassies safe. That was like job. Was that old commercial? That was job one. And if she failed that miserably, what makes you think at all that she, that the other stuff, that the other stuff is going to, boy, I lost my mind just shut off, dude.
You're absolutely right, Joe. The first thing that we should be considering before giving anybody a job is their past history and the things that they've done, their past performance. And she's performed very badly. Even as Secretary of State, if she messes it up as Secretary of State, how badly is she going to perform as the president?
That's the words I see. You don't need me. Go ahead, take over. I'm going to go get some coffee.
You're listening to the Xander Give Hour on The Real Side.
Oh, God. Xander, how do people find you?
XanderGive.com. Everything is there. The show is weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and on Facebook Live. Thanks to Joe Messina-Napoleon.
Annoying him, yeah. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. And listen, we talked last night about a high school that I won't say promoted, but taught you how to become a Muslim. Now we have a New Jersey second grade health class teacher who at the top of his paper says, and Allah loves them who makes themselves clean and pure. And that's okay.